Aloha, and welcome back to FreightWaves Live Global Supply Chain Week here at FreightWaves. I'm Travis Ryan, Chief Product Officer at FreightWaves, and today I have Kate Curtin, Head of Marketing at Deep Cognition, here to share with us in a fireside chat. How are you, Kate?
I'm doing great, Travis. Thank you so much for having me today.
Awesome. Good to have you here. Why don't you give us a little background around Deep Cognition, maybe how you guys got started and how you guys are transitioning into the logistics space today?
Yeah, so that's great. So Deep Cognition was founded in 2017. We are located in Dallas, Texas. We are a artificial intelligence platform and solution provider. So we started off as a development platform for researchers, developers who are trying to build deep learning modules. And recently we have transitioned over into the logistics space with our solution called Paper Entry. So basically what it does is it is a automatic data entry solution for commercial invoices, BOLs, that's integrated directly into TMS and ERP systems.
Great. So that being said, what do you see the role of artificial intelligence specifically in the logistics industry today? And what opportunities are there available both now and in the coming future from both Deep Cognition and maybe other people that are moving into the space?
Yeah, so I think we're starting to see a real interest in just AI, whether it's in logistics, whether it's in healthcare, we're really starting to see a incline in the interest for it. And I think one of the biggest reasons being is because, it's so easy to integrate, for especially on the back office side. And we're starting to see it in a few different locations. So one of them is going to be, back office that relates to paper entry. We're also seeing it on, route optimization. So it's basically giving drivers, what's going to be the fastest way for me and the most, economical way for me to get from, let's say, New York to LA. We're also seeing it on inventory tracking. So they're using AI to basically recognize as trucks are coming into warehouse lots and really being able to understand and digest that data faster to really track inventory. So over the next, couple years, I think what we're seeing is everyone's calling this industry 4.0, right? So it's our next industrial revolution. And people are starting to add in AI into their day-to-day, business operations.
So Kate, how would you assess the current state of AI inside of the logistics industry today?
I think we're starting to see a new interest in it. They're saying about 75% of companies still don't have any, AI in their day-to-day operations. I think people are still, a little weary of adding in this new technology, right? So it really didn't start until, 2015 when, Amazon and IBM and all these really big companies started to invest in that deep learning, intelligent software. So we're starting to see a new interest in it. And, there comes some, some speculations with it, because those movies, different types of things that people have seen. So I think people are a little weary of it. And a lot of times the misconception is that, it's always going to be the autonomous vehicles or, adding in robotics into your day-to-day operations in a warehouse, which cause a, really high startup fees. But that's not necessarily the case in, all AI. There's different types of things where you can adopt into your business that you're going to see almost immediate ROI. And that definitely relates back to us at Deep Cognition on the data being able to go directly into your TMS or ERP system.
So what, specific challenges, being early stage or cutting edge, maybe bleeding edge, probably beyond that in a lot of other industries, specifically in transportation and logistics, not always the first to be the adopters. What are the initial pain points in getting people to actually adopt and implement products from having nothing to having something that's valuable to them?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is awareness, right? A lot of these guys who own these, these large 3PLs or these freight forwarders, they're not familiar, they didn't have that background in the data science or the engineering side of things. So having a trust, this new type of technology and really learning about it is kind of one of the biggest hurdles that we're seeing. And, a lot of times people think that, if I'm going to go and I'm going to have to adopt this into my, you know, my business, I need to understand exactly how it works. You know what I mean? So that's not necessarily the case, you know, especially when you're adopting in these types of technologies, you typically work with a, you know, a technology service provider. So someone who you already have a relationship, they understand your business, they understand how you're doing your day-to-day operations, and they give us the ability and the flexibility to adopt these business practices and to really trust something new.
So how to get them, once they've trusted something new, how do you guys actually deploy these solutions today? Is it Deep Cognition's staff? Do companies use third parties? Do they use consultants? Do they allocate internal resources? Is it kind of a combination approach? What are the most, you know, common ways you see people who have made the decision to actually purchase go and deploy?
Yeah, so for us, it's definitely being flexible, right? So every company is going to have a different TMS system they might be using. You know, some might be using CargoWise, some might be using something different. They might use a different ERP. Some of them may have a need for security where they need to operate on-prem. Some of them may have a latency issue. So you really have to be flexible to your direct client. So whoever you are working with, you have to be able to adapt to the type of technology and the type of integration that they need. So where we have seen the best success is kind of like I mentioned, is working with these technology providers who already understand those customers and already have that working relationship. So we work with them to integrate and be able to basically take those commercial invoices and have connections directly into, let's say, you know, CargoWise, whatever they're using internally, and to build those middlewares and to be able to be integrated faster and be up and running. And kind of going back to how we're always flexible and always try to adapt to our customers, we like to have that opening conversation and say, hey, what exactly are you looking for? You know, what exactly do you need to do? And that way we're not having to go too into the exactly how the AI works. We can just directly show them, right? So they could send us a couple commercial invoices, a couple BOLs. We could train the AI on that type of those documents and then be able to show them exactly how it would work for their system.
So it seems like beyond just your client and Deep Cognition, there's other third-party technology platforms that can also enhance the ease of plugins, extensions, and connections so that you can maybe avoid a third-party integrator, but maybe buy additional third-party information technology. Is that correct?
It's more so working with a technology service provider. Example would be we work with a company in Greece called Utilize, and they already have this relationship where they're already, you know, integrating into the TMS system. So that allows Deep Cognition to focus on the software itself. And a lot of times with these technology providers, they already are integrating other solutions, right? So they're not only integrating, you know, paper entry, they could be integrating a different solution. It also gives us the flexibility to add on other AI solutions. So if a company approached us and said, hey, I really loved working with, you know, paper entry, I would love to add, you know, some other AI specific, you know, use cases to my direct business, then we have that ability to also add on, you know, other solutions for them.
Got it. Well, Kate, you've given a really good state of kind of the industry today, specifically in the logistics space. If you had to look into your crystal ball, where do you see AI being more relevant maybe 2, 3, 4 years out?
Yeah, Travis, I think over the next few years, we're going to see those large companies as well as those mid-sized companies really take off in using this AI into their day-to-day operations. So, you know, whether they're using it for inventory management, whether they're using it for route optimization, back office, we're going to see them start to adopt these business practices into their day-to-day operations. One of the things being that because if you do adopt these, you're going to see that return investment now and then carried on into the future. So as we get more and more data, we have the ability to have better AI built modules. So the way these modules work is you have to give it data to be able to, you know, predict a potential outcome. So the more data we give it, the cleaner the data, the more accurate it's going to become. And I think we're going to see these companies really see the value in adding in these types of, you know, AI built modules into their operations.
So Kate, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what your specific solution is to the market and how you guys differentiate between your competitors that you see in the space today?
Yeah, so paper entry allows the customer to basically take all of their documents and automatically have it directly integrated into their TMS or ERP. So the example I can give is typically a customer would send us their commercial invoice. What we would do is we would send it through our paper entry AI built module. And the difference between, you know, this type of technology and, you know, previously where we had this, you know, this templates where they could just scan the document itself and then directly integrate it. A lot of times with commercial invoices and BOLs, the template in itself is always going to be changing, right? From one 3PL to the next, the document's never going to look the same. So for paper entry and with it being AI powered, it has the ability to extract all of your line items, to extract your tables directly off of your documents. So it's really important, you know, when you are doing those product codes, when you're having that information that's embedded into those tables, it allows you to directly extract it. And then you're going to see it appear in your TMS or ERP. The really cool thing about paper entry is that it's always going to be accurate because it not only goes through our module, but it's always going to be retrained. So that's the really interesting thing about AI is that you can retrain it, right? So if I show it 100 documents from, you know, X company, it's going to be pretty intelligent, right? It might be, you know, 80% accurate. If I show it 1,000 documents or 1,500 documents from this company, it's going to slowly over time recognize how this document is typically structured from this company and be able to easily insert that information. The biggest advantage of this is that it's going to be faster and more accurate than your typical day-to-day, you know, data entry personnel. So where maybe it takes 10 people to insert the data for this company throughout the day, now it only takes one. So you're going to see 90% cost savings from adopting this AI or this AI-based technology, you know, into your day-to-day operations. The big thing that stands out for us is not only our OCR technology, but it's our ability to take tables from commercial invoices and those line items and be able to extract that information. And that really becomes important when you're going through, you know, customs, if you're trying to fill out those custom forms, or if you're trying to, you know, one of our examples or one of our clients is a company in Greece and they're a large pharmacy. And what we're doing is we're extracting the information off of their BOLs so that they can track their inventory better. So it really becomes important over time to extract the information correctly, but also do it more efficient. And I think with the way the world is moving and with COVID and everyone having to have, you know, data quickly and have the truckloads move faster, we're really starting to see a backlog in this data and this data entry. So taking this paper entry is going to give you almost that immediate ROI. And it's going to be, you know, more accurate, and it's going to reduce your cost by up to 90%.
So in my past life, Kate, I used OCR technology. We were doing invoicing for final mile deliveries of furniture from companies like Williams-Sonoma, Crate and Barrel. And this was probably back in 2007, 2008. What's changed? Because it really impacted our business then, you know, being able to automate, well, slowly teach it, you know, use a document upload. What's different now from what our OCR was, you know, 10, 15 years ago to where it is today?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is going to be that now it's machine learning and that also and deep learning and also that it has natural language processing. So the biggest example that I can give you is, you know, on a document, maybe in the right hand corner, it would have a date. You and I would know that that's the date most likely that the document was created. However, it doesn't say, you know, today's date or the date this invoice was created, you know. So what this technology is doing is it's understanding how a human would structure a document and it's understanding different wording. So, you know, maybe it says invoice number today, maybe it says invoice of today, you know, the different types of ways you can structure the address or the different types of way you can structure the delivery. So it basically is understanding how a human would structure a document. And understanding that there's tons of different ways that we can do something And it's being able to extract that information and put it into a normalized table, which is really important, especially when you're looking at those, you know, those line items for commercial invoices, is that it has the ability to normalize that data and comprehend it just like a human would.
Well, Kate, now that we're here at Global Supply Chain Week, you know, we've got a large audience, a lot of different types of people, you know, freight forwarders, brokers, shippers, carriers, technology companies, investors, you know, a whole wide gamut of folks that are attending. Can you describe for us what your ideal customer looks like today?
Yeah, so I think our ideal customer is really someone who's dealing with exporting and importing and dealing with a lot of paper. So it potentially could be a 3PL, but it's definitely going to be focused on those customers who are having to take different documents from different carriers, from different, different freight forwarders, and really take those documents and put them into their system. So somebody who is spending resources currently today, extensive resources on that data entry. And again, you know, you have people who are sitting there all day dedicating their time, their energy to putting in this, you know, monotonous data, where you could have an AI-backed technology doing it for them, where they can dedicate their time, their resources, you know, to maybe customer facing, clients, talking to clients, working with clients, rather than spending their time going through data, you know, making sure that invoices are put in correctly. And especially when you're looking at someone who's doing a lot of custom work, you know, they're having to fill out these custom entry forms, and you have to have the correct information from those commercial invoices, from those BLLs, and be able to put in the data in a timely manner so that you can put in the correct information and the correct paperwork.
Well, thank you, Kate. Is there anything else you wanted to educate our audience today?
I think the biggest thing is that to, you know, explore this type of technology is, you know, attend webinars, you know, maybe reach out to us to really understand that it's not something that has to be scary. It's something that you can, you know, really adopt into your business really, you know, quite quick if you, you know, depending on which type you adopt. And I'm happy to answer any questions. And yeah, I think really thank you for your time today, Travis.
Awesome. Thank you, Kate. Nice to meet you. Nice to get educated on what you guys are doing in the space today. And we thank you, everybody, viewing at home or work or wherever you happen to be today, for FreightWaves Live, our Global Supply Chain Week. And I'll send it back to the studio. Thank you.